A damning report came out earlier this month about the food tech giant Swiggy. The investigative report by the rest of the world revealed how it has been depriving its delivery workers of their health insurance coverage if they make lesser deliveries or if their ratings fall. It's basically a dynamic rating system where the higher the rating, the better their insurance coverage. And if their rating falls, certain benefits are taken away. Now, India has over 8 million gig workers, and the number is expected to double in the next couple of years. And yet, there are barely any policies in place to protect them against the whims and fancies of the platforms that they work for. This report about Swiggy comes at a time when it's prepping for an IPO. The company wants to raise more than $1 billion through its public offering. And for this, it is going by a valuation of nearly $12 billion. In fact, earlier this week, Swiggy actually got the official green flag to carry on from its shareholders. But you see, Swiggy as a whole is still not profitable. It was only its food delivery business that finally turned green last year. So naturally, the company, with all its verticals, wants to become profitable this year before it goes public. It is on overdrive mode currently. And the load is on Swiggy employees. So today, I thought it's a good time to take you to revisit a previous episode of Daybreak where we spoke about how the IPO preparation is affecting Swiggy employees. Welcome to Daybreak, a business podcast from The Ken. I'm your host, Nigdha Sharma, and I don't chase the news cycle. Instead, thrice a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I will come to you with one business story that is worth understanding and worth your time. Also, just so you know, Daybreak episodes are also dropping on Tuesday with my brand new co-host Rahel Philippos. Today is Friday, the 26th of April. Targets, targets, targets. It's all about daily, weekly, and monthly targets in Swiggy offices right now. For example, on the revenue side, category teams have been given larger targets like increasing orders and average order value or improving the market share on a city level. And then there are other sub-targets. And this time, the leadership is way more involved with meeting these targets. An employee of Swiggy spoke to my colleague, the Ken reporter Ayush Agarwal, and they told him that now vice president and senior vice president level bosses are handling things that used to be earlier taken care of by those who were at the business head level. And how does this help? The idea basically is to close any pending or new matters stuck due to lack of coordination faster by quickly aligning their respective teams. For employees, this means there is little or no room for error. In fact, another employee told us that in some cities, especially where Zomato is big, teams have been pulled up for underperformance for a 3-hour dinner slot. Earlier, this wasn't even being done for the entire day's performance. In the last 7 or 8 months, some employees have also been nudged to quit by being put on performance improvement plans. And then there is cost cutting, of course. Swiggy is making no compromises there. From discounts and delivery partners onboarding and payouts, it's all being reduced monthly to the magic number that will help the company become profitable by March 2024. And not just that, the cost cutting is also reflecting in appraisals. There were no hikes at Swiggy for the director and above levels and far fewer promotions. One of the employees that we spoke to on the condition of anonymity told us this. He is a mid-senior level employee. In his category, the hikes were in single digits at best, which has never happened, not even in the pandemic years. Another area where Swiggy is tidying up before the IPO dinner party is how it is handling attrition. The need for hiring for vacant posts is being scrutinized at a much deeper level. There now needs to be a business-critical justification for hiring. For example, the key responsibility areas or KRAs of vacant roles are now clubbed under existing roles across the organization, which means increasing deliverables for existing employees. So now you might want to ask, who was the one directing all of this from behind the scenes? Stay tuned to find out. In August 2022, Swiggy hired Rohit Kapoor as the CEO of its food and marketplaces business. He came from Oyo, which is another SoftBank-backed unicorn. And he has a reputation of being a tough taskmaster known for his execution style. He has a solid sales background. So, in the first 8 months of joining, he revamped teams and responsibilities in his division. And most importantly, he was the one who, along with other leadership, carried out the laying off of 6% of Swiggy's workforce, which was around 400 employees. And as rough as it may sound, this is actually what played a significant role in making Swiggy's food delivery business achieve profitability. And then Swiggy took things up a notch. In April this year, Swiggy, which handles over 1.5 million orders per day, introduced a platform fee of 2 rupees for customers. And then it increased it by another rupee. So basically, 3 rupees in total. Fun fact, also, Zomato started charging a similar fee after Swiggy started doing it. Talking about Zomato, there is one thing that Swiggy should have learned from it way before, but thankfully, finally, it has decided to pick up the ball on it now. That is its relationship with its restaurant partners. Zomato has always focused on it. One of the Swiggy employees that we spoke to told us, and I'm quoting him, "We know from our conversations with marquee brands that they," that is Zomato, "for 2 to 3 years had direct conversations or lunches with Zomato CEO Deepinder Goyal," end quote. Swiggy, on the other hand, would have their area sales managers do this job. Kapoor wanted this to change for Swiggy. So one of the employees told us that lately the management has been meeting up with the top restaurant owners and associations in Bangalore. He said that there is encouragement from the leadership at Swiggy to have more such virtual catch-ups, restaurant visits, and participation in distributor forums for partners. Even the sales teams at the company are working more closely with restaurant partners to understand and solve their issues. And this is especially important because with the IPO coming and their profitability goal, Swiggy cannot afford promotional spending, and they also cannot push costs onto the customers, especially after introducing the platform fee. Also, before I wrap this up, we need to remember that the food delivery business and even the grocery business is a low margins one. So if they don't solve these issues with their restaurant partners, then ultimately these costs will be passed on to you and I, the customers.
Daybreak is produced from the newsroom of The Ken, India's first subscriber-focused business news platform. What you're listening to is just a small sample of our subscriber-only offerings. A full subscription unlocks daily long-form feature stories, newsletters, and podcast extras. To subscribe, head to theken.com and click on the red subscribe button on top of The Ken website. Today's episode was hosted by Snigdha Sharma and edited by Rajiv C.N.